This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Farai Chidea.
Athletes. I love this story.
Yeah, this is fascinating. It's about sports, and it's about achievement, and it's about the unexpected. So athletes across all sports can get better at everything, it seems, but on the front page of today's New York Times, we learn one thing hasn't changed in decades of basketball from college to the NBA, men and women. Joining us now, we've got John Branch, sports writer for the Times, our partner. Now, this may be beyond basic, but it's about free throws. And for folks who don't know basketball, what's a free throw and how can it swing a game?
Hello, Farai. The free throw is the reward that you get when you're fouled and you get a 15-foot shot worth 1 point.
So you get a chance to throw, and it's all about accuracy. So what does this new study show about the accuracy rate of free throws?
Well, it's funny. We kind of stumbled across this. The accuracy rate in the NBA has been just about 75% for about 50 years, more than 50 years. And in the NCAA, college basketball, it's been about 69% for about the same amount of time, which we thought was just incredible, as you suggest, that, you know, most sports, we expect people to get better and better at them. It happens across every other sport, just about. And here's the most basic function in basketball. Shooting a free throw, you're unguarded. You should be able to get better. You would think as a group, athletes seem to be better in basketball than they were 50 years ago. And it has remained remarkably consistent. And it'd be one thing if it went down for a little bit or went up for a while, but it has stayed so consistent that it really struck us as strange.
Well, you know, you've got marathoners running faster, swimmers breaking records. Baseball's another whole story. Why do we think that the free throw is frozen in achievement?
Well, the statisticians will tell you that it's, you know, several things might have to take place before athletes get better in a certain sport. And one of those things might be physiologically they're better athletes, maybe even they're drug-enhanced better athletes. For example, in free throw shooting, it doesn't really matter if you're strong, if you're tall, if you're short, if you're weak. None of those things come to play, whereas maybe in swimming, for example, these athletes are probably better athletes than they were 50 years ago. In free throw shooting, it doesn't matter. Technology has not changed in free throw shooting. It's still a ball. It's still a rim hung 10 feet above the court, 15 feet away. Whereas technology has certainly advanced many other sports.
Well, John, you're making Shaquille O'Neal feel good this morning because he has the worst percentage of the major players in the NBA, something like that. I guess it doesn't matter, right?
That's right. You know, it's funny. I'm glad you brought up Shaquille. It's funny about him because he has had his rate fluctuate himself anywhere from 64% or so, down to the upper 40s. He's had a free throw coach, which it helped for a while. I mean, anybody can improve free throws if they work on their technique, if they use a lot of repetition. But they usually fall back to whatever they are normally going to shoot. And for Shaquille, it's somewhere in the 50% range.
Well, John,
he has scored 27,000 points in his career. Had he just been an average free throw shooter, he would have another 2,500 points in his career.
All right, John, that's all we've got time for. Thanks so much. That was John Branch, sports writer for The New York Times.